Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I am your host, Naftali Herman. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 14th day of the month of Kislev. Thank you, as always, to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program for Monday's program is at 5 p.m. Eastern time today. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Goldwasser of Kahal Beis Yitzchak in Brooklyn, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Goldwasser slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishaverach Lecholim with a sizable pause in certain names and conclude with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Goldwasser to the Daily Call. Rabbi Goldwasser, who wears multiple hats within the Jewish community, including his role at Turo, amongst many other prominent and meaningful contributions that are so many and we are the recipients of. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldwasser.
Thank you very much. It is my honor to be part of the program today, and especially to be mishtatev to participate together with Rabbi Herman. I am so moved by the Orthodox Union and this initiative in particular. A daily Tehillim call is Berumo Shel Olam. To me, it stands at the heights of the world. It's interesting that we learn Yaakov Avinu in the Parsha that Jacob, he fought with the Saroshel Esav, the angel of Esau, a fight that lasted the whole night long. All of a sudden, it came to be the morning. And the Saroshel Esav, that angel of Esav, says, Shalcheni ki ala shachar, free me, because it's now going to be the morning. The dawn was breaking. The question was asked, why is it that the Malach, all of a sudden, has to leave? So the dawn is breaking. So it'll be the next day. The fight can spill over into the next day. The Medrash tells us something fascinating. That what happened was, it was the time now to say Shira, to sing a special song to Hashem. The Malachim that were to sing on that day were not to sing on the next day. They were created for that day and that day alone. The next day, there would be different malachim. And in fact, the Medrash explains that each and every day, a person has a particular tafkid or purpose in this world. You and I have a purpose that we can fulfill today that yesterday we couldn't. And tomorrow will already be something different. For that reason, there are different groups of malachim, different groups of angels. It is to help us understand that each and every day a person has a new start in life. I don't have to worry what happened yesterday, 2 days ago. Maybe I had a downfall. Maybe I messed up. Maybe I slipped up. Maybe I wasn't so careful in the mitzvah. Maybe I did something that I shouldn't have. But I should never, ever despair. Never to be miyayish. Hashem says, I will send new malachim. I'll send the angels into you. And as the Talmud tells us, those angels have been sent to assist us, to help us, to promote us, to inspire us. And when I have the idea that there are new malachim here just for me, I can pick myself up. I don't have to be down in the dumps. I don't have to be disillusioned. I don't have to despair. Because Hashem says, I believe in you. You got the power. You can accomplish. You can dream. And you can go to achieve great heights. There was a fascinating incident, a very short incident that happened with Gidel Eisner. Gidel Eisner, was his name. It was during the time of the Holocaust, and it was this time of year, almost near Hanukkah. The Nazis, Yimach Shemom, they took the inmates out of the concentration camp and began to march them to an unknown destination through the snow in the bitter cold. The snow was knee-deep. Giedel was a young man. However, he was frail. He wasn't a very good candidate for survival within the concentration camp, and he felt his strength beginning to wane. He said to the person next to him, "I can't go on. I just can't. Whatever happens to me, I don't care. I'm going to fall down in the snow." And he did. All of a sudden, a man saw him and screamed, "Giedel, life! Giedel, get up and run!" Somehow, he gave the inspiration. Giedel went up and he began to run. He survived the camps. He went to the Holy Land, to Eretz Yisrael. He became one of the most famous rabbis, Harav Giedel Eisner, the famed Mashgiach. To his last day on this earth, he always said that he owes his whole life to the fact that somebody said, "Giedel, life, Giedel, run." Each and every one of us, never give up. Keep on going. Inspire yourself or draw inspiration from wonderful organizations like the Orthodox Union. We would like to say the Tehillim, the Psalms. Now we're going to start with Chav 20, and I will try to daven, read it together with everybody. Lamatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai Biyom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisodeko Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Va'olotcha Yedash Nesela Yiten Lecha Chilvovecha V'chol Atzoscha Yimalei Neranano B'shuasecha U'B'Shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ato Yodati Kehoshi Adonai Mishicho Yaneu Mishmei Kodcho Bigvuros Yesha Yimino Eile Vorechev Ve'eile Vasusim V'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Heimo Koru V'Nafalu V'anachnu Kamnu V'Nisoidod Adonai Hoshia Amelech Yaneinu V'Yom Koreinu. We will now recite the Tehillim Chof Gimel 23, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi, Loi Echzor, Vinos Deshe Yarbitzeni, Amei Menuchot Yonahaleni, Nafshi Yishovev Yancheni V'Maglei Tzedek Leman Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech V'Geit Samobes, Lo Irara Ki Atoi Modi, Shivdecho V'Shantecho, Hemoy Nachamuni, Ta'aroch Lefonai Sholchon Neged Tzoreroi, Yishanto V'Hashem En Roshi, Kosi Revayo, Achtov V'Chesed Yerdefuni Kol Yemei Chayoi, V'Shavti B'Veis Adonai La'orech Yomim. We will now do Kapitel Kuf Chof Aleph 121. Shir lamalos el esu enai el hehorim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adunoi oisei shomai v'oret. Al yitein lamot raglecho al yonum shomrecho. Inei lo yonum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adunoi shomrecho Adonai Tzolcho al yad yiminecho. Yom ha-mashemesh lo yakeko v'yoreach ba'loilo. Adonai yishmorcho mikol ro yishmor es nafshecho. Adonai yishmor tzeischo uvoecho me'ato v'yad olom. We will now conclude with Tehillim Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha-ma'alos, mima makim krosicho adunoi, Adonai Shema V'Koli, Hiyanos Necho Kashivos L'Koyil Tachanunoi, Mavonos Tishmoyo, Adonai Miyamot, Kim Choas Licho, Leman Tivorei, Kivisi Adonai Kivson Nafshi, V'Libaroi Hocholti, Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Adonai Hesed V'Harbei Mofedus, V'Hu Yifteh Yisrael Mikol Avonoso. We will now pray together the special Mishaberach Tfila, the prayer for all of those that might be unwell. May they have a refuah shalema bimhera, a speedy recovery, and may all of Klal Yisrael feel strong and healthy. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchok V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron, David U'Shlomo, Hu Yivorech. Ba'avor she'onu mispalalim ba'avuro. Yischar ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei rachamim aleyam, lachnimam la'poysom, ulachazikom l'chayoysom. Yishlach mehem mehe refu sholema min ha'shamayim, l'chole voreyem l'chol gideyem sov shuch, shar chole Yisrael, refu sa nefesh, refu sa guf. Hashto Pagolo Vizman Koriz Venomar Amen. We finish with a tefila for all of Klal Yisrael. This is a tefila that Hashem guard us and protect us, and that everybody, even those that are right now in a difficult situation or a time of challenge, that they have their freedom, their redemption, and they have great simcha and happiness, in light and joy in their life. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanasunim batzora uvashivya, haomdim bein bayom uvein bayabosho, hamakom yurachem aleihem, viyotziyem mitzora levocha, umeyafelo leoira, umishibud ligula, hashto bagola, uvizman koriv, venomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldwasser. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, the refuah for all those in need, and whatever it might be that we're praying for shidduchim, for children, for parnasa, whatever it might be, may all of our tefillos, may all of our prayers be answered, latova, for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day, and an early Shabbat Shalom.